Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing while we sing the national anthem. December Council meeting. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and will be made available on the Council's public website. So please turn on your mic when speaking and speak directly into it. And switch it off when you have finished speaking. Can I ask you to turn off all mobile phones or switch them to silent mode? In the event of a fire alarm sounding, please follow the council officers out of the building and do not use the list. Procedure for questions. We have received 4 questions from members of the public and 6 general questions from councillors. I am directing that all councils will be read aloud and councillors will be able to ask a supplementary question. Item 1 is apologies for absence. Do we have any apologies?
Yes, Mr. Deputy Mayor, we have received apologies from the Mayor, Councillor Madams, and Councillors John and Susan Duran, Helen Harvey, Councillor Gibson, Councillor McEnroy, and also Mr. Murray Litvak, Chairman of the Members' Code of Conduct Committee.
Thank you. Are there any other apologies?
No, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Item 2, minutes. The minutes of the council meeting held on the 24th of October are on pages 9 to 25 of the agenda. Do councillors agree that I sign these minutes as a correct record? Disclosures of interest. Do any councillors have disclosures of interest? Councillors are reminded that gifts and hospitality book is on the table outside this meeting. If you have received any gifts or hospitality, then you must ensure that you have made the correct declaration. Item 4 is announcements from the Deputy Mayor. I have attended a number of functions during this last month. On the first, the Xmas Montage in Staines High Street, which I hope particularly those ward councillors have actually visited to have a look. The second, I attended Headway Surrey, a charity in Guildford. I've ascended the 6th Stanwell Lantern Parade to switch on the lights. And that was an event that is growing and growing every year. I attended on the 7th the Spellform Gymnastics at Sunbury, an incredible performance. On the 7th again, I attended the Staines Glamis Band at the Methodist Church in Staines, who gave a wonderful concert. On the 9th, I attended the Salvation Army Toy and Food Parcel Sorting. That was absolutely mind-blowing, the work that they do down there. On the 9th, I attended lunch at the Full Bridge Community Centre. On the 12th, I attended lunch at the Greeno. On both these occasions, I was able to meet a lot of residents, chat to everybody, and wish them all a very happy Christmas. On the 13th, I attended a tour of Longcross Studios, and for which I thanked them, and it was a most enlightening experience. On the 14th, I attended the Sunbury Skiff Club party at Staines Rugby Club. On the 15th, I attended the Salvation Army community concert, which was very well attended. Little disappointing not to see very many councillors there, but those of us that were there did enjoy it very much. On the 16th, I attended a reception at Shepperton Studios, which is a reception for heads of various charities, and it was good to meet a lot of people that do good works in this borough. On the 16th, I attended Carols by Candlelight at Tenby School, a new event which they're hoping to repeat each year. On the 17th, I attended Stanwell Events Community Dinner. This is a new community setup that is growing and growing and is a wonderful opportunity to bring together all ages and religions and ethnic an ethnic people and is a growing charity which I personally am very interested in. On the 18th, I attended Burlington Care Home for a coffee morning, a number of residents were there and were entertained lavishly by one Mrs. Carol Singer. And she was a singer dressed in red singing carols. On the 18th, I attended a Christmas lunch at the Staines Community Centre, a small centre but with a big heart. They were entertained by one Paul, who is an Elvis Presley impersonator. Good show. And on the 19th, Age UK Annual Carols, that's today. This morning we were at Guildford Cathedral. The cathedral was packed to capacity and we were entertained very, very well with carols and songs. I think that I've done my best to try and spread good news around both the borough and the wider community on behalf of the council. Now the details of the Mayor's up and coming events have been sent to you all with your Christmas card. The next event is a sing-along showing of Grease on Friday the 24th of January at Shepperton Studios. Please contact the Mayor's Secretary for information and for booking tickets. Now I'll take item 5, which is announcements from the leader. Councillor Harvey, do you have any announcements to make?
Thank you, Mr Deputy Mayor. I'm going to have to get used to that phrase. I've been very used to saying Madam Mayor for quite a while. Anyway, as I'm sure you all understand, we've had quite an interesting few weeks. I've got lots of things to say. Forgive me for that, but it is Christmas. Anyway, firstly, let me express our best wishes to our Mayor and to Madam, who's recently had an operation and continuing to recover at home. I'm sure all members will join me in wishing Madam Mayor a continued and speedy recovery. Whilst it's not scripted, many of you will be aware that Councillor Sue Duran fell down the stairs recently and has injured both of her ankles. And based on the email I had from her yesterday, she's waiting to hear whether she needs an operation. So I'm sure we all convey our best wishes to Sue at this Christmas time as well. Anyway, firstly, let me spend a couple of minutes mentioning last week's event. First of all, congratulations to our excellent MP and good friend to many of us, Kwasi Kwarteng, on his resounding victory with an increased majority, and also the Conservative nationally in last week's general election. We can now get on and fulfil the will of the people, not hamstrung by undemocratic parties and indeed individual former MPs who thought they knew better than the electorate. For those who demand the people's vote, well, they've had it. And I think the electorate has spoken. Now we can safely say that nationally, as well as in Spelthorne, Conservative administration's main business. Many will be aware that Kwasi is finally taking the marital plunge, and I'm sure all members will join me in wishing Kwasi and Harriet all best wishes on their wedding, which is taking place this Saturday. Yep. Anyway, back to national things. In the words of Boris, we were hoping to be Corbyn neutral by Christmas. Well, it seems that rather like Labour's own 2030 objective of being carbon neutral, it seems that our desire to be Corbyn neutral is slipping a bit as well. Members will recall that at the October Council meeting, Councillors Seaver, Dovefelt and Nicholls all stated that the target that we adopted for being carbon neutral by 2050, the same as central government, was, quote, unambitious, and we should instead adopt 2030 to be carbon neutral. You will recall that I responded by inviting them to jointly present their plan tonight as to how we may achieve this in an economically viable manner. Given that, as I understand it, even the Labour Party, who we just mentioned, or what's left of them, have recently abandoned 2030 as being unrealistic, it is unsurprising that they have not produced, at least not to me anyway, their plans for how they're going to achieve it. Maybe they're saving up for later in the meeting, I don't know. We'll wait and see. More positively, as we undertook at the Council meeting, we have launched a Leaders Climate Change Task Group, and I'm happy to confirm that this has been formed and will shortly be meeting for the first time. It will consist of four Conservatives, one each from Lib Dems, Labour and the Greens. It will be chaired by Councillor Noble. Members will recall that we launched the local plan consultation on the 5th of November. Excuse me. By statute, these consultations need to be open for a minimum of 6 weeks, and in recognition of the interruption of the election, which was not known when we set the dates, that has now been extended until the 21st of January, a total of 11 weeks. Many residents will understand that we have concerns, and I urge everyone to submit their responses by the 21st of January. There is a lot of misinformation being promulgated by what I have come to think of as the traffic light alliance of reds, ambers and greens, and I'm sure you all work out who they are. And indeed, Councillor Nicholls often writes on behalf of all three opposition parties, so I think that's fairly knowledge. Anyway, a statement repudiating some of those claims has or will be published after this meeting. Unfortunately, we may ultimately have to make some tough decisions, and I want everybody to understand that officers have already put in very significant time and effort into the emerging plan. We will, of course, fully consider all feedback in the continued development of that plan. This is an ongoing process, and we are not expecting it to be finalised for about another 18 months. Seven public events have been held to provide further information to residents and interested parties, and a further event has been planned for January. The Council, as you know, met with senior officials from the Ministry of Homes, Communities and Local Government to express the deep concerns over the very high housing figure calculated for the borough using the government standard method for calculating need. Using this method, the figure for Spelthorne is 603 homes per year. Like many local authorities in Surrey, it's incredibly challenging to find sites to meet that need. Spelthorne is 65% greenbelt and 17% water. In fact, 27% of our greenbelt is made up of reservoirs. The Council will continue to push the Government to bring this housing figure down so that we can deliver a local housing plan that is acceptable to our communities. On Monday the 11th of November, a remembrance ceremony was held here at the Council offices, and we were joined by veteran Bill Sykes, who helped plant a red oak tree outside on the green in readiness for commemoration of the 75th anniversary of on the 8th of May 2020. The Council has announced that it will be offering council tax exemptions from April 2020 to young people leaving care aged between 18 and 25. Care leavers have often had their childhoods affected by instability and trauma, and they leave home earlier and have less support than other young people, which leads them to have some of the worst life chances in the country. I'm very proud that we've taken this practical step to help some of our most vulnerable residents in the borough. The Council has produced a written response and local impact report for the Southampton to London pipeline project. The proposed pipeline will pass through the borough, and while we understand the National League for the Infrastructure project, our primary objective must be to ensure that sufficient protection is provided for our community and environment. The Council is looking to ESSO to engage with us and our residents constructively to put in place the specific protections we seek. Spelthorne Borough Council has launched a public consultation over the draft framework for our new homelessness strategy, which will address homelessness and rough sleeping in Spelthorne 2020 to 2025. The consultation opened on Monday the 2nd of December and runs up to midday Monday the 6th of January. The overall aims of the strategy are to ensure nobody sleeps rough in Spelthorne, ending the length of time people stay in temporary accommodation, increasing the use of private sector homelessness prevention, and in investing in staff training and in development to improve the housing option service. And obviously we're also aware of our major construction projects with the White House and Harper's House as well. Spelthorne's food banks provide support to those really in need to ensure they don't go hungry, and the Council is keen to show our appreciation of their work and try to ease the burden during the festive season. In order to help those in need, Spelthorne Borough Council has donated £2,000 to each of the four food banks in the borough ahead of the Christmas period. As leader of Spelthorne Borough Council, I attended a council meeting at One Port Mauritius on Friday the 15th of November to formally mark the 10th anniversary of our Twinning Charter. The visit was entirely self-funded and reflects my personal desire to reaffirm a decade-long twinning. Taking time out from his annual vacation visiting family on the island, the Chief Executive, in his own time and at his own expense, also joined me on the 15th of November to mark this occasion. We both participated in a working session with Gronport Council Chamber, with District Councils and Heads of Department. The Chairman and Chief Executive of Gronport then publicly reaffirmed the relationship between the two boroughs in signing a 10th anniversary charter declaration, which is displayed in our public festival outside the Council Chamber, halfway down on the left-hand side. The Chairman and Chief Executive of Gronport will be visiting Spelthorne early in 2020. The Council have committed to their long-standing plans to invest in zero-emission electric power vehicles for Council staff here at Knoll Green and at the depot. These include two electric pool cars, two electric vans for the operations team, and two electric pool bicycles. The vehicles are expected to be in operation in February and underline our corporate priority to provide a clean and safe environment and develop a sustainable community for residents to live, work and enjoy. Almost finished. Can I thank all staff that were involved with running the general election? As an already busy time of year for a lot of people, this is a big team effort, so thank you for your ongoing support. Michael, if you can convey that specially, please. Many will be aware that our Head of Corporate Governance, Michael Graham, is leaving us at the start of February to take up a new challenge in medical. I'm sure all members will join me in thanking Michael for his hard work and invaluable support and guidance to us, in particular when we were new councillors. And I vividly remember the day that I came in on a by-election and Michael welcomed me in. Well, the rest is history. I would also like to welcome Karen Limmer. Karen, wave, Karen's there, who is here tonight and will be joining us in the short term, subject to council agreement later this evening, until a permanent replacement is found. Karen has recently retired from this role at Surrey Heath, and so is well qualified to keep us in order. It actually said me in order, someone's changed my script. Finally, may I wish everyone a very blessed Christmas and look forward to a prosperous 2020. Happy Christmas, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Announcements from the Chief Executive. Mr. Mallard, do you have any announcements to make?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. As indeed this is the last Council meeting that Michael Graham will be attending as Head of Corporate Governance, I too would like to put on record my thanks to him for the many years of service and wish him every success in his future endeavours at Reading Borough Council. At this time of year also, I should like to put on record to my appreciation to colleagues right across the authority, from accountancy and elections to independent living, and indeed the JET team, and we have a couple of them with us tonight, for their support in 2019. That has ensured that our communities remain at the very heart of everything that we strive to accomplish. I wish all staff a very happy Christmas, and I look forward to another productive year of public service commitment in 2020. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marlowe. We now move to questions from the public.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Deputy Mayor, may I ask you, are we not allowed to ask questions on the leader's statement?
In essence, no.
Not at this point, Councillor.
Would you kindly direct me when I can, please, Mr. Deputy Mayor? Forgive me.
Questions from the members of the public. We have received four questions from members of the public, which are set out in the supplementary agenda on page 3. Councillor Nicholls, would you like to come forward? Caroline Nicholls. Where is she? Would you like to come forward to the lectern to ask your first question?
No, it's on your device.
Maybe next year.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel good. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. All right. My first question is this. As the building known as Caesar Court 1 grows upwards to dominate the skyline in Green Street, Sunbury, I am wondering why the site never went to public consultation for complete redevelopment. The site could have accommodated a lower, broader housing development more in keeping with the street scene and providing better privacy to the homes on the Benwell estate. Why was there no public involvement in deciding the form and function of the development when the site was first acquired? Thank you.
Thank you. I call upon the leader, Councillor Harvey, to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Nicholls. Very glad you've not got your bag of rubbish tonight. Thank you for your question, Mr. Nicholls. As we are both aware, your husband, Councillor Nicholls, spent approximately 30 minutes discussing the project on Friday the 17th of May, and you spent a further 45 minutes, well past the finishing time, the next day, also discussing this project with Mr. Richard Mortimer, our senior property manager. There is no record or recollection of either of you mentioning this proposal at those discussions, and I would obviously assume that you would have done it. I am, frankly, astonished that you'd even think this is a possibility. The financial cost, extended construction period, local disruption, and perhaps most fundamentally of all, the impact on the environment of destroying a perfectly sound structure, increasing the footprint, and waste of materials and unnecessary consumption of new materials makes this a non-starter.
Mrs. Nicholls, would you like to ask your second question?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. My second question, I suppose, does involve my bag of rubbish that I haven't brought this time. Here goes. The next Great British Spring Clean is scheduled for the 20th of March to the 13th of April 2020. And the Keep Britain Tidy campaign gives awards to the best performing councils. In Spelthorne, there are many local groups and individuals who support the council with litter picks, but there is still more to do. Would the council be agreeable to raising the profile of the next Great British Spring Clean and publish it prominently in the next edition of the Borough Bulletin with a view to competing for an award? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nicholls. I call upon leader, Councillor Harvey, to respond.
Thank you for your second question, Mr. Nicholls. Hopefully you'll be happy with this one. The spring clean involves the community, and we are fortunate in Spelthorne to have so many residents that are passionate about their environment and working with us to keep the borough a wonderful place to live. We support them by supplying litter picking equipment and helping them to clean up, clear up. The River Ash is a great example of the council and residents working together with over a dozen litter picking events happening in the last year all over Spelthorne. We also provide equipment and bags for skate groups that carry annual litter picks in our parks and town centres. The annual Keep Britain Tidy campaign is something we participate in every year, where we look at how we can improve specific places and areas in the borough to enhance our public spaces. I can therefore confirm that the Keep Britain Tidy campaign will be advertised in the next edition of the Borough Bulletin, and the Neighbourhood Services team will be discussing entering for an award with our community groups.
May I just say I'm delighted with that response. I think that's excellent. Thank you, Mr. Deputy. Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mrs. Nichols. You may please now return to your seat. A copy of the leader's responses will be sent to you in due course.
Thank you.
Would Martin Shorten like to come forward to the lectern to ask your question?
If Spelthorne Borough Council did not fund the costs required, airfare, accommodation, transportation and meals for the council leader and the chief executive's visit to Mauritius in November 2019, when they were officially representing the council, who did fund them and why? Were the details and supporting documents of this official visit published? And on which dates did the council leader and chief executive leave and return to the UK?
Thank you, Mr. Shortland. I now call upon Councillor Harvey to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Mr. Shortland?
Hello.
Officers have already answered your question on the 5th of December, so there's not much further to add. It was very clear. The Chief Executive and I went to Mauritius on our own time and at our own expense to mark the 10th anniversary of the Borough's twinning with the District of Grandport, hence, as previously advised, at nil cost to the taxpayer. If you'd like to see the official communique of the 10th anniversary, you would be very welcome to view it in the corridor, as I've already indicated, halfway down the left-hand side before the gents' toilet. The date of attendance is also clearly stated as the 15th of November 2019. The details of the trip were made public and announced at the last Cabinet meeting. Details are on our website. As to the private travel arrangements undertaken by individuals whilst on leave, these are not a matter of public record. In closing, I am pleased to announce that the Chairman and Chief Executive of Grandport will be visiting Spelthorne in the new year as part of their district's commemoration of our 20. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shortland. You may now return to your seat. And a copy of the leader's response will be sent to you in due course. Would Shadia Defel now please come forward to the next room to ask your question?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Harvey, for your Christmas wishes. They're very much reciprocated. My question is, as it's understood that the Council's Monitoring Officer, Michael Graham, will be leaving Spelthorne Borough Council in February 2020 after a number of years' service, will he continue his role as Company Secretary for Knoll Green Estates Limited, and that's the Council's property and real estate buying and selling company, whom I understand can also make planning applications. Mr. Graham is still listed as a company secretary to Knoll Green Estates Limited, with other listed directors, one of whom I understand is Councillor Harman. And Spelthorne Borough Council itself is listed as a person with active significant control of the company. Does that mean that the whole council, including opposition councillors, therefore have control of this company?
Thank you. I call upon Leader Councillor Harvey to respond.
Thank you again, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Mr. Stofelt, thank you for your question. And thank you for your interest in our property company, Knoll Green Estates Limited. The Head of Corporate Governance is not staying on as Company Secretary and has already tendered his resignation at a recent board meeting in November. If the details have not been updated on Company House website so far, I'm sure they will be shortly. You are right that, in accordance with company law, the Council is noted as a person with significant control of the company as it owns more than 75% of the allotted share capital and has the right to appoint and dismiss directors. The shareholder function of the Council is an executive matter and is therefore delegated to Cabinet. In May 2017, the leader of the Council was appointed as the shareholder representative for the Council. Hope that answers your question.
Thank you very much, Councillor Harvey. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Dolfo. A copy of the leader's response will be sent to you in due course. Item 8 is petitions. There are no petitions this evening. Item 9, a review of polling districts, polling places and polling stations. This report can be found on page 27 to 59 of the Council agenda. I call upon Chief Executive Daniel Moir to present his report.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, I'm pleased to be able to present my report with recommendations following the recent polling review. A strong theme from the community at this review was to avoid the disruption of school closures. This was also an objective which I personally wished to achieve. As members know, a wide range of buildings are used for polling stations, not just schools, but also community centres, churches, halls, youth centres, etc. The decision on whether to use a school is heavily influenced by the availability of nearby alternatives. In a small borough like Spelthorne, we use 32 buildings, of which at the last election, 11 were schools and 21 were other premises. I am pleased to be able to report that following this review, we will have achieved a substantial reduction in school use. Only 6 schools will now be in use. Ecclesford, Ashford COV, St. Michael's, Hawksdale, Riverbridge, and Chemston. If my proposals are accepted, this means we will now have no wards which only use schools. Additionally, I am conscious of the need to help schools avoid closure on election day. And in the new year, my staff will continue to identify alternative locations where we might be able to host the Police and Crime Commissioners elections in May 2020. If needs be, I will designate alternative places or indeed produce a supplementary review. I recommend these proposals to Council.
May I have a proposer?
Can I speak to the motion, please, Mr. Mayor? Yes, Deputy Mayor.
May I have a proposer, please?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move that the recommendations set out in the report of the Returning Officer on page 27 of the Council agenda be approved.
Do we have a seconder?
I would like to second that, please.
Councillor Beardsmore.
Thank you very much, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Just looking at this quickly, Sutton Common Ward, the proposed alternative SC37, from this map looks to be like this car park to the ex-servicemen's club at the cross behind there. I think if you actually look at the DPD currently going through for the local plan, that is also down as a proposal for development. So I think when we look at that, we might actually, if we do go with this, we might, subject to what happens with the plan and what happens accepted, those provisos in place, we may find we're building all over this site before we can use it.
Okay, thank you. The Chief Executive wrote to all councillors on the 16th of December inviting any questions on this report, and 3 were received and responded to. Are there any other questions? Councillor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Deputy Mayor. And can I also thank the Returning Officer and all of his staff for the recommendations, which in general seem highly acceptable and fair. There was one point of clarification, if I may. On relation to point 3.1, it states that there were responses for councillors which did not include my own, which I believe did go into determining the location of the Hake, Clifford and Sunbury West site as recommended. I just wonder whether or not it might be able to update that as such, and that was with a communication with Jane McKeown, which I believe was considered and taken forward as a response.
Apologies then, Councillor Field, it wasn't forwarded to me, so I didn't receive it, but we can certainly note that in the minutes. Apologies.
Sure, and may I ask one further, if that's okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, it was just a further point. It was just a small point that obviously, in light of obviously reflections on the general election that has just been, I wonder whether it might be possible that we could still allow for feedback, because I know the statutory date for requirement is submission on the 31st of January. I wonder whether or not any comments will still be allowed in the interim period until the final report is submitted, and if such decision means that the vote cannot take place today, whether such we can make arrangements that decision is then approved at Cabinet pending any further changes at the later stage, which is, I fully appreciate the consultation that took place. It's just that some further discussions have come to light, which I know some people would like to make based on the recommendations suggested. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fiddler. The report will go to the police today, and there will be opportunity for any further applications into the Chief Executive in due course.
Thank you.
I shall therefore move to the vote. Would those in favour please signify by show of hands. And those against? That motion therefore is carried. Okay, item 10, the appointment of monitoring officer. Please turn to the supplementary agenda for the amended version of the report on appointment of monitoring officer. Can everybody see a copy? I shall now call upon the leader, Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move that the following recommendations, as set out in the report of the Chief Executive on page 3 of the Supplementary Council Agenda, be approved. A, to delegate authority to the Chief Executive to make an interim appointment as Group Head of Corporate Governance. B, as we are required by statute to have a monitoring officer, the proposal is to designate Karen Limmer as monitoring officer on an interim basis from the 7th of February 2020. C, to delegate authority to the Appointments Committee to designate the next Group Head of Corporate Governance as monitoring officer.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Is that seconded?
Is that seconded?
I would like to second that, please, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. Are there any questions? Would those in favour please signify? Thank you. And those agreed? And those against? No. That motion is carried. We'll now move to recommendations of the Cabinet. There are two recommendations for councillors to consider from the Cabinet meetings held on the 6th of November and 4th of December 2019, which are on pages 65 to 66 of the Council agenda. The first recommendation is to approve a supplementary capital estimate of £400,000 for the proposed redevelopment of Harper House. I call on Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move that the recommendations set out at paragraph 1.6 on page 65 of the Council agenda be approved.
Is that seconded?
I'm glad to second that, please, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harman. This is an exempt matter, and so any questions will be dealt with at the end of the meeting in part two. indicate if you have a question on this exempt matter. Councillor Harvey, do you wish to sum up?
No, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Right, for those in favour, please signify the show of hands. And those against? That is agreed. The next recommendation is to approve the calendar of meetings for the municipal year 2021. I call on Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move that the recommendation set out in paragraph 1.3 on page 66 of the Council agenda be approved.
Is that seconded?
I would like to second that, please.
Thank you, Councillor Hartman. Are there any questions? Councillor Harvey, do you wish to sum up?
No, thank you, Mr. Deputy.
Those in favour, please signify with a show of hands. And those against? That is agreed. We'll now take item 12, reports from the Leader of the Council. The report from the Leader on the work of the Cabinet and its two meetings held on the 6th of November and 4th of December 2019 are on page 69 and 72 of the Council agenda. I call on Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I present my reports as outlined on pages 69 to 72 of the Council agenda and would be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. I will take Councillor Sally Gopoulos.
Thank you very much, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I've just been trying to find a place to hook some of my comments, my questions to the Leader, and I'm unable to, but could you possibly indulge me now? These are not painful. It's just that you made a statement at the beginning of Council, and through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, on national issues and other items. But one thing that you said, Leader, was that that Councillor Nicholls speaks for the other three groups. He doesn't speak for me. I speak for myself. Okay, I just want to make that clear to you. If I may, Mr. Deputy Mayor, you talked about national issues in your statement, and I'm quite pleased that we've done
Councillor,
that.
Councillor, can I ask you, is this a question on the Cabinet matters?
No, it's not. I've just explained, I have actually questioned the Leader before on his statement, and these are not statements designed to trick anyone. I just want to ask if you...
Yes, I'm sorry, we can't take it at this time.
Okay, well, I have asked them before, and I will go back through the council meetings to confirm that. I don't see how you could have a Leader make a very big statement full of really good things, I must say, and we're not allowed to comment on that.
The question needs to be asked, Councillor, the question needs to be asked at the proper time and could have well been asked before this meeting. Thank you very much.
I don't know what he's going to say, so how can I ask a question of it? Thank you very much, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. I will take each report in turn. Item 6 on the Leader's report for the meeting held on the 6th of November relates to the procurement of a provider of housing management services at Harper House on page 70. This was an exempt matter and any questions on this will therefore need to be taken in part 2 session at the end of the meeting. Do councillors have any questions on this item? Do councillors have any questions on any other items on the November report? Turning to the report for the meeting on the 4th of December, item 5, relating to the acquisition of property Y on page 72. This was also an exempt matter, and any questions on this item will need to be taken in part 2. Do councillors have any questions on this item? Do councillors have any questions on any other item on the December report on page 71? We now go to item 13, the report from the Chairman of the Audit Committee. The report from the Chairman on the work of the Audit Committee is on page 73 of the Council agenda, and I call on Councillor Sexton.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I present my report as outlined on page 73 of the Council's agenda, and would be happy to take any questions.
Do councillors have any questions on this report? Councillor Nicholls.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Members are aware that the Council has not yet approved the accounts for 2018-2019, and these are now significantly overdue. Could the Chair please say when she expects the accounts to be signed off, and does she expect that the presentation of the 2019-20 accounts will meet the statutory timetable?
Councillor Sexton.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. If I may, I would like to call upon Terry Collier, please, to answer this question, because he is far more versed than what I am at this point. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Yes, we are pressing the outgoing or the external auditors who were responsible for the 17-18 audit to complete their value for money opinion as soon as possible. We believe we are at the final stages of that process, and that will then in turn enable the new current external auditors to complete their process, which is underway with regard to the 18-19. So I'm certainly hopeful that that process will be completed before the end of this financial year, and we are certainly aiming for the audit process and for the current financial year 19-20 to be completed on time.
Councillor Sexton, do you wish to add anything further?
I'd just like to say thank you, Mr. Collier, for giving that insight to us, and it's no different to where our meeting was last at the committee in October, so I hope that we'll be able to look at that somewhat later on. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls.
Are there any other questions? Thank you. We'll now take item 14, a report from the Chairman of the Licensing Committee. The report from the Chairman on the work of the Licensing Committee is on page 75 of the Council agenda. I call on Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I present my report as outlined on page 75 of the order papers, and I shall be pleased to take any questions. Thank you.
Do councillors have any questions on this report?